您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
It's the hour of roundtable with myself, Lai Ming, Luo Yuan Sam, in the studio. China's central bank has urged banks to stop charging fees for online transfers. Those failed to comply after April the 1st will face fines. The move is said to help the banks compete with internet-based payment services. 央行近日发文鼓励银行对存款人通过网上银行、手机银行办理的一定金额以下的转账汇款业务免收手续费。So what are the details of this new arrangement?
Well, the People's Bank of China said it supports banks to offer free transfer of money under a certain amount via the internet or mobile applications. No all transfers via the internet or mobile applications will be free. The amount is not specified in a central bank statement.And it is up to each individual bank to decide their own policy. Now we've seen some progress made in the industry already. About 70 banks have made moves to facilitate the money transfer with zero cost, because state-owned banks like the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, or ICBC, are also updating their fee charging policies.
But it's about more than updating. I want to make sure that I understand the story.Properly before I make my argument, that the new legislation says that they can't charge anything for online transfers.
For transfer of certain amount of money.
Yeah.
But it isn't specified what the amount should be.
But for example, the Bank of Communication sets the threshold at 50,000. So any amount below the value of 50,000, when you transfer the money, the transaction fee will be...
Zero.
I do like this story a lot. This is one of my favorite stories because it talks about people that I hate, and it's people that work in the banking industry. Mm-hmm. So these banks have actually lost their monopoly at the moment thanks to WeChat and Alipay and all the other online competitors that we're seeing coming into the industry. It's fantastic. I remember before WeChat and Alipay, the attitude, the general poor attitudeOf the people in this industry, you would go to the bank, they would be rude and snooty. And I mean, a lot of people are like that in Britain, but they're especially worse in the bank. You know, like, can I help you, sir? Oh, we can't do that. Please leave. You know, it would be that it irritated me to the end of time. Their website was unhelpful.
Really? You're giving them money and they're behaving like that.
I know, but, well, that's the point of having a monopoly. When you're the only people in the service...Well, they're actually an oligopoly. You know, there's nothing you can do about it because every other bank is the same. And now WeChat and Alibaba have come along and they've said, listen, sir, if you want to give some money to Luo Yu, you can do it through us. If you need to put some money into your account or take it out of your account, you can do it through us. If you need to buy something, you can do it through us.And then I'm thinking, wait, Alipay, are you saying that I'll never have to talk to the snooty, horrible, disgusting people that work at the banks ever again? It's like, yes, Sam, leave it to us. And it's putting pressure onto the banks. And that's why they're all having to lower the amount for online borrowing. You've got that new UnionPay app that's just on the verge of coming out, which is meant to tackle Alibaba and WeChat. And I don't want to sound...overly biased here, but I really hope that none of us use it. I love watching these people suffer. It's making my day.
Sam, I have to tell you that you are a little bit melodramatic. Why? Because for one thing, PBOC, what we call Yangma, has been overreacting a little bit. Why does it have to take the responsibility to even askall the commercial banks to lower the transaction fee? I mean, it's understandable because with the emergence of Alipay and WeChat wallets, you know, they're thriving and they have already grabbed a very substantial market share. At the same time, you got to remember that the biggest clients are still those big companies, corporations, state-owned enterprises.They're still those commercial banks' biggest clients. And for those Alipay and WeChat wallet, their customers are to individual customers. So when it comes to the fierce competition, you know, it's actually not fierce when it comes to 2B, not 2C. However, anyway, I think PBOC has made a very nice move because all the customers, like our individual customers, will be benefiting from this policy.
Oh, Luo Yu is such a rich person. He thinks that having to pay the cost for transferring our money is minimal. Do you have any idea how much we pay previously when we have to have our money transferred?
I hate this, you know, especially when we have the interbank transaction.
Yeah.
So if you have your money from ICBC to a bank of communications, for example, you have to pay a large amount of
like
transaction.
Like 5% of the amount that you transfer.
Yeah, it depends on how much is the volume. Yeah, there's a cap.
It's even worse in China as well, because they have the other policy here, which is going slightly off topic, but they charge you for withdrawing from an ATM if you don't do it from the city in which you open the bank.
Yeah.
So if I open an it's like if I leave Beijing, if I get a 30-minute train to Tianjin, and I have to pay extra for the privilege of touching my own money that I trusted to these people.
Yeah, so actually, you know, if you look at the banking industry here in China, it's topsy-turvy to some extent, and it really needs regulation. I remember the days when I was in the UK, well, like Sam Ducky has mentioned, if you want to draw some money from an ATM, for example, if you're using ATM provided by NatWest or HSBC, no matter what your bank account belongs to, there is no transaction or drawing fees.
And also, guys, I just want to point this out, that I've spoken to several people, technology professionals in Shanghai about this, and a lot of them have already gotten to the point where they won't take their bank card with them when they leave their home.
That's
They're
right.
relying solely on their mobile phone to make all payments. That's already happening in Shanghai. It's building in Beijing. These people are going to burn, and I'm going to be laughing very hard when they do.
And I have one last question. Will it actually help banks to compete with third-party online payment tools? Because from what I understand, I mean, online payment tools is not just about a free transfer of money.
I don't think it will work, but I think the reason that these tools are so successful isn't just about online transfer fees, it's also about the service that they're offering.
Mm-hmm.
So Alibaba and WeChat's wallet are pleasant, convenient, good services. And for a traditional bank to think, okay, pleasant, convenient, and good, we've never done that before.
Mm.
I think it will be difficult for them to compete with the competition after being lackluster for such a long period of time.
I think it will be very helpful for the banking industry to retain and reattract some of the customers that have already gone to Alipay and WeChat Wallet.
Mm. But still, I think, isn't it safer to have your money deposited in the banks?
From the safety and security perspective, I trust banks more than Alipay.
Yeah, that's all the more reason we should keep banks, but keep them more competitive.